Time for Conversations with the Mayors. The Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill brings you Conversations with the Mayors. They're home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Wednesday. We are joined on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, how are you today?
I'm fine. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, indeed. And I understand that you are currently out of town for yet another conference.
Yes, I am. It's our North Carolina Association of County Commissioners. This is our annual conference, and we're in Cabarrus County. Otherwise, some people may recognize Concord, North Carolina, which is just, I think, northeast of Charlotte.
Excellent. And I we will check back in with you next week about some takeaways from that conference. But for now, other things to talk about, and the conference hasn't really got going too much yet, I assume. So let's talk a little bit first about a project that people may be noticing around Hillsborough right now, as there are some fiber optic lines being laid along some streets. I think they're starting on US 70. And I understand that project is fiber optic lines that are connecting some of the Orange County government buildings. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. We're connecting all of our county buildings. You know, we've got West Campus and North Campus and, you know, in the central. So we're trying to get, the courthouses, we've got, you know, offices there. So we're trying to connect all of that together. And because they're situated within, you know, our county properties are situated within the township of Hillsborough. So we do have to work with Hillsborough, the town, as well as DOT in order to lay this fiber optic. But this way, we will all be connected. So that's what the project is. And Hillsborough was invited to participate, but there was something about the timeline that we couldn't quite coordinate. But nonetheless, it is a coordinated effort with the town of Hillsborough, DOT, and our county offices.
And as I understand it, there shouldn't be too much disruption of traffic or anything as this project's going on?
Well, I hope not. I mean, I'm sure that some people are going to be a bit annoyed, you know, whenever, you know, your normal route is a bit, you know, disrupted, you know, that does cause some consternation. But in general, it shouldn't.
While we are on the topic of internet access, while we're talking to Renee Price, I wanted to circle back on a story we've kind of been following for a while now, and that is the partnership with North State for broadband up in the rural areas. And we were just kind of kicking this around the newsroom earlier. We know that there are some state and federal initiatives to increase broadband access to rural areas, and I'm wondering if there's any state or federal money tied to that project.
Well, actually, you know, the state does have what, and I'm going to forget the complete name, but, you know, the great grant program and for sending broadband to various areas. We chose a different route, and that's why we put in some of our ARPA monies and combined that with other monies, and instead of using that standard program, which gives us a little more flexibility. And without having to deal with the point system and all of that that's involved with some of the state and federal programs. And so we're trying to move right along here. I think we're making progress with that.
Do we have any updated sense on what the timeline is on that project?
We really had just gotten started within the past couple months, and we're anticipating about 2 years from from the start of the project to when the last household receives, the hookup. So, we're telling people to please be patient. We have, you know, several thousand homes that need to be connected. And so, people that we're also trying to get people that may have been missed the first time around. You know, when we first did the first study and making sure that they're included in our maps as well. So we're asking people, please, it's hard, I know, to be patient when you've been waiting for years to be part of the 21st century. Yet we're doing, the best that we can to make sure that we've got you know, good, once people are hooked in, that they've got good speeds, you know, up and down, up, you know, upload, download, and that it's reliable, and then, of course, affordable as well. So it has many dimensions to it, and we're working on, you know, every dimension so that we can make sure that particularly, you know, school kids or people that are working from home or need, you know, broadband for telehealth, which is becoming so popular these days.
We're visiting with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And I wanted to shift gears a little bit. I'm just seeing new COVID numbers came out today from state health officials, and I was just looking at them on the fly here. Nothing really major to report, but we do see a continued trend upward in the COVID particles found in wastewater. And I'm bringing that up now because the next question I wanted to ask you about is sort of quietly, without it kind of snuck up on us here. Next Monday is the official end to the statewide state of emergency due to COVID. So I'm wondering if that affects anything on the county level when that designation goes away.
We're trying to make sure that there are no bumps in the road. Todd McGee and I are working on a statement to put out. He did put out one statement very briefly, but for people to understand that, you know, the county itself ended its state of emergency a while ago, and this ends the state's state of emergency. We want people to know that, well, number one, you know, the health department is still trying to administer or help administer, you know, the testing. Of course, a lot of people are testing at home, but, you know, the testing, getting the vaccine, getting your boosters, and any precautions that you need to take, you know, the education, they're still doing that. That's still available. And we want people to know that some of the assistance, that the financial assistance that we were offering all through COVID, we're still offering that as well through the health, through the housing department. And, you know, people are, you know, now facing eviction, and or they still need assistance with the utilities, because utility companies such as Owassa has gone back to their standard collection. So we want people to know that, and you can go online, you know, on Orange County's website to find those numbers. And if you need assistance in some way, please give us a call, because we want to make sure that people can stay in their homes and have, you know, have a safe, healthy homes as well. So we want to make sure that your water is on, that you've got electricity, and that you actually have a roof over your head. And if you need assistance, you know, in some way with getting your booster shot, please, you know, call the health department. Or look us up online. There's a dashboard. We can get numbers. We've got it in, you know, translated into Spanish and several other languages as well.
And that website is orangecountync.gov. We are visiting with Renee Price, the chair of the Orange County Commissioners. We got a couple minutes left here, Renee. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about that we haven't touched on so far?
Just a reminder about the home. The long-term homeowner assistance program, you know, please make application to that. I know that there will be some back-to-school programs getting ready. It is so hard to believe that we're looking towards school again, although I do understand that they're starting right at, because of the way the calendar numbers fall, you know, at the end of the month. But we can expect, you know, little ones to want to get that last bit of summer fun in. There's still options, certainly with back to school supplies, you know, make sure that your children have something. If they don't have their supplies, there are organizations that are willing to assist. Expect some of the UNC students to come back on campus, and so life will be different again. That would be about it right now, as far as I know. I mean, there's so much that's going on now that, you know, we're learning to deal with or to cope with COVID, and people are getting out and about and trying to get used to their new normal. But we have plenty of activities. The county's been hosting activities for summer fun. We've also, I know that the 4-H has been having some programs as well that will continue, you know, into the fall. So So even check with Cooperative Extension and our 4-H groups.
Lots of good stuff. Thank you so much, Renee. I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Certainly. And enjoy the cooler weather that's supposed to be coming.